Villa.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight live on WCDO as we come to you from Delaware Academy. It's the Delhi Girls Tournament. A ton of fun here tonight. We'll break it all down during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We were set for a 5:30 tip-off. Looks like we'll be tipping off in about 10 minutes from now. Our first game here tonight features our local team, the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes, who of course won a state title just 2 years ago in Class C. They are taking on the Cambridge Lady Indians from Section 2. The reason we chose to come and do these games here tonight, this is going to be one of the premier holiday tournaments, I would call it, in the area locally, and I really like what the Delhi coaching staff and administration is trying to do here. They're trying to get some teams from out of the area to come in and really give everybody here a great chance to get a look at a different team. You know, a lot of our holiday tournaments, you see the same local teams. You might match up against the team that's in your own league, and I think this is a really neat way to see some teams from outside of the area. And I think the nice thing for us on the radio, as well as many of our fans around here, is if you want to see some different players and some different schools that you might not see until state tournament time, this is a great time to come over and check it out. So if you can't make it here tonight, mark the calendar to come tomorrow night for the consolation in the championship game. So this 5:30 tip-off will be the Cambridge Lady Indians taking on the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have the host school, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, taking on SS Seward. If that's a name familiar to you, they are from Section 9. If you take a trip down Route 17, they are the team that met up with the South Courtright girls in last year's regionals, a game we did right here on WCDO. That game was out at TC3. So, you know, SS Seward brought a little bit of familiarity from the fact that we had seen them just a year ago. They're a strong, very strong team from Section 9, and I like the challenge here. There's no easy game in this tournament, whether it be this first game, Cambridge and Cooperstown, or the second game, Delhi and SS Seward. So let's break down this one a little bit here so far tonight. The Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes, coming into this contest, have been without their star, a Division I commit to the University of Albany, Julie Ford, but she is going to be back in the lineup here tonight. Had a chance to talk with her before warm-ups here tonight. She said, excited to be back in the lineup. I'm excited to be playing, and she was obviously very excited that she just signed her national letter of intent a couple of weeks ago to go to Albany. The reason why she missed the first couple of games, I double-checked this with her. It's okay to release this information. She was in a pretty bad car accident just a couple of weeks ago, was on the way home from practice, hit some black ice, and went into a tree. And she's had a concussion the last couple of weeks from the side effects of that accident. But she is 100% okay, and we are so glad that a talent like her is back out on the floor so fast and that she's able to play. And the reason why she's going to go Division One, folks, is she's 6'2" and is freakishly athletic and just is a joy to watch on the basketball court. And she has absolutely no fear. She played eight-man football this year for the Cooperstown Hawkeyes and has played football throughout her high school career and is just not afraid to mix it up. So she is going to be a key weapon tonight for the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes. Some other players that we need to look out for, and we've known these names from covering Cooperstown the last few years. Maya Murdoch has been a force the first couple of games of the year. Megan Perino, Maggie Sherman, Piper Seaman, Kate Trossett. These are going to be some names you're hearing tonight, folks, because they are kind of part of this Cooperstown dynasty that they've had so many good girls teams over the years, but especially the last, I would say, 5 years, they have just had athlete after athlete for head coach Mike Niles, and they've done a fantastic job. Across the way for Cambridge. Cambridge is a Class C school up in Section 2 in the Albany area. They bring a pair of sisters who are just freshmen who are going to be absolutely phenomenal, I'm told, to watch here tonight, and Lily and Sophie Phillips. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch them. They can certainly fill it up. Now, they're a young team. They don't have a ton of experience because they are so young. They have three freshmen on the roster, but they have some fantastic veteran leadership as well. When you talk about a 5'11 senior in Helen Mooney, She should be someone that we're talking about pretty heavily here tonight as well. And I bring up her name because she was the field goal kicker on the Cambridge football team that just won their second straight New York State Class D title. And I know a lot of people pay a lot of attention to Class C and D football around here. And if you got to watch Cambridge on TV a couple of weeks ago, right around Thanksgiving time, that was Helen Mooney out there kicking the extra points and going for field goals. So certainly a lot of interesting athletes for this Cambridge team. They're going to be a ton of fun here to watch tonight. But I'm told by numerous people that the Phillips sisters are certainly going to be two players to watch here tonight. So that's our breakdown between Cooperstown and Cambridge. Tip-off coming up in just a couple of minutes, and then we'll be doing the second game as well here tonight from Delhi. It'll be the host Delhi Academy Bulldogs taking on SS Seward. We're going to take a quick break on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Glad to have you along here tonight, folks. Cork is a great sponsor for our pregame show, and we certainly appreciate all he does for us at WCDO and all our local athletes. We'll be right back. Cambridge and Cooperstown coming up on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Our first game here tonight, live from Delaware Academy, features the Cooperstown girls taking on the Cambridge Indians from Section 2. Of course, our nightcap will be at 7 o'clock tonight, featuring Delhi and SS Seward from Section 9. So again, a lot of great athletes here, and that's why we chose to come over and do this tournament, because I think it's going to be two very entertaining basketball games. So we are going to have our starting lineups here. First for head coach Mike Niles and the Cooperstown girls, number 1, 6'2", senior Julie Ford, followed by number 4, also a senior, Maggie Sherman. Then number 10, a senior, Maya Murdoch. Number 12, Kate Trossett, who's a junior, and a sophomore, number 20, Piper Seaman. On the other side, for the Cambridge Indians, we have freshman number 5, Sophie Phillips. We also have her sister, number 11, freshman Lily Phillips. We also have a senior, number 12, Grace Snyder. We have number 21, a senior, Bridie Nolan. And number 32, a senior, Helen Mooney. So we are set to go. Cooperstown is going to be in their orange uniforms here. They are going to be the road team tonight on the scoreboard. It has the black and the white trim as well. It says Hawkeyes across the front of the uniform there. Cambridge, pretty very similar colors there. They'll be in the home white uniforms tonight with the black and the orange trim for the Cambridge Indians. And so Cooperstown will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Cambridge will go right to left. They're having their final words with their head coaching staffs on both sides, and we'll get set to come out and tip this one off. Very interested. Heard a lot about the Phillips sisters. They're both 5'9", and they are both freshmen, but they have a lot of experience, I'm told, playing at the high-level AAU level, and we'll see what happens here tonight. Of course, we know Cooperstown is battle-tested from many runs into sectionals and to states over the last couple of years with this group. So we are set to go here live from Delaware Academy, Cooperstown taking on Cambridge in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. And also on WCDOsports.com, we're glad to have you along. Our web stream, as always, is courtesy of SFCU. Cooperstown will win the opening tip, and they'll set things up, and it looks like Cambridge is going to come out here in man-to-man. And so Cooperstown will move the ball left to right. They have it on the right wing side. They'll try to work it inside, and that post pass is denied, so Cooperstown will pull it back out. 10 on the shot clock here. Here is Maggie Sherman. She gets to the foul line. Baseline drive now to the left side, and she's fouled as she takes it up for that left-handed layup. Came down the left wing, cut along the baseline, and was fouled, and will go to the line for two. So Maggie Sherman, 5'2", wearing number 4. The senior will step to the line looking for the first points of the night here for Cooperstown. First shot is up and nothing but net. It's good, and Cooperstown is on the board. And so this Cooperstown team, very happy to have Julie Ford back in the lineup. Anytime you can add a 6'2" senior with a lot of experience into your lineup, that is huge, especially on the girls' level. So Sherman goes 2 out of 2, and back up the floor comes Cambridge as they go right to left. They have it on the right wing side. Passing inside for Helen Mooney. Mooney has the ball, gets it to the right baseline and travels, and the ball will go back to Cooperstown. Nice move there by Mooney. Got to the baseline, and then Julie Ford slid over and was able to just shut her down and was able to just hold both hands up in the air. Mooney didn't really know what to do. She's giving up a couple inches there to Ford. Cooperstown's going to take an early timeout. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 lead for Cooperstown over Cambridge. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We are just a minute into the game. Cooperstown took an early timeout. They have a 2-0 lead over Cambridge here in the first round of the Delhi Girls Tournament from Delaware Academy. Left wing side, here is Maggie Sherman with the ball for Cooperstown. Passes into the corner. Piper Seaman, a long jumper. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Ball is loose. Scooped up here by the Lady Hawkeyes. They keep it alive with Maya Murdoch. Murdoch passes back out for Kate Trossett. Now they get it down low for Seaman. Finds Ford. Kicks one back out for Murdoch. A long three. That one's too strong. And a rebound for Cambridge. Ripped down by Fiona Mooney. Mooney back up the floor to the left side now. Passing for Bridie Nolan. Nolan tries to pass one into the interior. A little give and go with Fiona Mooney. Ball is knocked away. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it here with Cambridge. Nice showing of the fans here for Cooperstown and Cambridge tonight. I'm sure the place will be absolutely packed later on for Delhi and SS Seward, as the Delhi girls have a huge following, especially when they have home games. Here is Cambridge with the ball. Dribble drive into the paint. A little floater's off the front of the rim and no good for Sophie Phillips. Rebound for Cooperstown. They're off to the races as Cooperstown leads Cambridge 2-0 here in the first round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Here is Julie Ford. Again, a Division I commit to the University of Albany for next year. She passes off to Kate Trossett. Straightaway three. That's too strong. Rebound is scooped up by Ford. She saved it from going out of bounds. Got it back to Trossett. The jumper in the lane. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound for Piper Seaman. She gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball, and we'll keep it with Cooperstown. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. 2-0 lead for Cooperstown over Cambridge, and three offensive rebounds on that possession for Cooperstown kept it alive. And you can see why D1 scouts were probably drooling over Julie Ford. The ball was going out of bounds. She somehow leapt over there, saved it over her shoulder, and kept it in bounds. A very athletic play. Cooperstown will look to get it into the corners. They inbound on the right side underneath the basket. They find Maggie Sherman. Sherman back for Kate Trossett. She gets it down low. The right-handed layup can't go. She was in the land of the trees, got one off. The shot was no good. The rebound is a jump ball situation, and the possession arrow this time will favor the Indians of Cambridge. So low scoring so far. 2-0 lead for Cooperstown over Cambridge with 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. And here is Sophie Phillips, left side of the floor. Phillips outside the three-point line. Will now pass one back here for Victoria Dupuis. Passes down low, and the shot is up and good there for Fiona Mooney. So one of three freshmen on the floor, Mooney is able to put it home. Nice play there by Cambridge to tie this game up at 2-2. Here's Piper Seaman back the other way. She battles her way into the paint. The right-handed layup won't go. That one just hung on the rim, just kind of rolled around the entire length of it and then fell off. Cambridge back the other way. Spot-up jumper here for Sophie Phillips. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Cooperstown. Long pass ahead in transition. Fast break opportunity. Kate Trossett is up and good for two. Trossett with a nice play to get ahead of the defense, and Cooperstown retakes the lead 4-2 with 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. Here is Cambridge back with the ball once again. Here is Lily Phillips, a long and lanky freshman wearing number 11 for the Cambridge Indians. Passes back to sister Sophie Phillips. Gets to the foul line, pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound is good for Cambridge, and in and out the back of the rim, and it goes. Nice rebound there for Victoria Dupuis, who did not start but now is in the ball game to tie it up at 4-4. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball is loose at midcourt, and Cooperstown is able to gather it up and calm things down. They go for Julie Ford, who's on the left wing side in front of the Cambridge bench, as Cooperstown's in the orange uniforms tonight with the black and the white trim. Throws up a jumper. Ford off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Cambridge, and they're looking to run. Here is Sophie Phillips down the floor, left side, pull-up jumper, splash. Good for Sophie Phillips. She now has 4 points, and Cambridge takes a 6-4 lead with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Steal now for Cambridge right at midcourt. They bring it down the left wing side. Some miscommunication, and the pass is stolen right back here by Cooperstown. They'll look to slow it down and put the brakes on. Right on the left side of the floor here is Kate Trossett. She gets down low and is hammered from behind, and the foul will be on the Cambridge Indians. 3:50 to go, first quarter, 6-4. Cambridge on top of Cooperstown, and it looks like we'll have a good game here tonight between these two Class C schools. Grace Snyder is going to check in now for Cambridge, and fresh into the game will be Megan Perino, a senior here for the Lady Hawkeyes. Perino will inbound the ball, finds Piper Seaman, works it back up for Kate Trossett. Now they go down low. Julie Ford up off the glass for Ford. Can't get it to go. Hung on the front of the rim and then fell off. A rebound down low, and Cambridge will get the ball back, as that will be a foul on Julie Ford on the rebound, and so Cambridge will get the ball. First foul of the night on Julie Ford, and the first on the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes. Cambridge back the other way. They have two team fouls, if you're keeping track at home, as I know some of you like to do. Here's Lily Phillips, straightaway three-pointer, thought about it, now pulls it down. Passes off to Grace Snyder. Snyder looks to go back to Lily Phillips. Phillips with the ball, passes down low, trying to get to the interior for Fiona Mooney. Couldn't get it away there as it was knocked away by Kate Trossett, and back through for Cooperstown. Top of the key here for the Lady Hawkeyes with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. 6-4 is the score. Cooperstown is on top. Cooperstown is trailing Cambridge here in the opening round of the Delhi Tournament. Here's Piper Seaman looking for the lead. Tries a three-pointer. Too much mustard on that one. Falls short and picked up here by Cambridge. Back down the far side of the floor for Sophie Phillips. She takes it to the rim. Up and in. Sophie Phillips, the freshman, now with 6 points, and Cambridge takes an 8-4 lead. Cooperstown trying to inbound the ball. Knocked out of bounds, though, by Cambridge. Stays with the Lady Hawkeyes. So, again, Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Cooperstown finds themselves down 8-4 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Lady Hawkeyes in the orange uniforms tonight. They work the ball to the high post. Ford finds Seaman backdoor. Her shot won't go. Boy, it's like there's a lid on the rim at the moment here for the Hawkeyes. Cambridge with a rebound, and they bring it back up the floor. Cooperstown trying to trap in the backcourt, but Cambridge is able to beat the pressure. Ahead for Sophie Phillips. Now for Dupuy. She passes down low. Finds Mooney up off the glass. Can't get the shot to go. Gets her own rebound. Second chance try is no good. And Ford with a rebound for Cooperstown. Down the left wing side of the floor here for the Lady Hawkeyes as they go left to right. Here is Sherman in the corner. Finds Perino for three. Got it. Boy, they originally signaled that it was two and then changed it to three. So Perino dials long distance, and it's Cambridge 8, Cooperstown 7 as we hit 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Live from Delaware Academy tonight, opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Delhi will take on SS Seward at 7 o'clock later on tonight. We'll have that game as well. Down low, a shot here once again by Mooney for Cambridge. It's partially blocked away by Ford, and the rebound goes back here to the Lady Hawkeyes. So Cooperstown trying to retake the lead possibly on this possession. Here is Kate Trossett, left wing side, finds Seaman. Gets into the paint, step back, jumper, splash. Good for Piper Seaman, and Seaman is able to put it in. Her first points of the night, and Cooperstown leads 9-8 with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Here is Lily Phillips back the other way. Gets around and up and in. Lily Phillips made that one look easy. Got freed up by a screen and was able to put it in. Cambridge now leads 10-9 as we hit 1 minute to go in the first quarter. A foul on Cambridge as Piper Seaman brought the ball back down the floor. Nice job there by Seaman. Just saw some daylight and was streaking down the left side of the floor. The foul will be on Cambridge. And this one will be on Lily Phillips. Her second, team's third. And so Phillips is going to have to go to the bench for protection, and some new faces will come in here for the Lady Indians of Cambridge. Long three ball again from Perino. Got freed up on that far side, and she's able to put it in. Cooperstown takes the lead 12-10 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back the other way for Cambridge as they go right to left. Pass inside for Victoria Dupuy is knocked away, but Cambridge is able to hold on. Grace Snyder, the senior, now with the ball. Gets loose in the paint. Jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to Cooperstown. There's Julie Ford using those long arms to reach in there. Got a piece of it. And a jump ball was called. Ford's going to come to the bench now. And Sam Wehner, a senior at 6'1", is going to come in. So, boy, what a luxury for head coach Mike Niles of Cooperstown. You take out your 6'2 center and you put in a 6'1 center off the bench. That's great for Cooperstown. Here is Sherman, takes it to the rim. Partially blocked there by Helen Mooney. Ball comes away. Here's Cambridge on a fast break, and they will finish. Nice job there by Grace Snyder to get ahead of the defense and put it home. And we're tied up at 12-12 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown now gets behind the defense and they put it up and in. Great play there by Lauren Vibbard with a right-handed layup. And Cooperstown leads 14-12 now with 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cambridge playing for the last shot of the first frame. Here is Grace Snyder in the corner. Tied up, ball is loose. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Cooperstown here. I'm not sure. I don't think they ever changed it. Yes, there we go. They're going to give the ball and keep it here with Cambridge as they hadn't changed it from that last jump ball that Julie Ford just got. And so Cambridge is going to have an opportunity underneath the basket to the right wing side with 3.8 seconds left here in the first quarter. First round of the Delhi Girls tip-off tournament. It's Cooperstown 14, Cambridge 12. The Indians trying to get the ball in. They do. They're going to have a good look at it. And it, oh, just rims out. Therefore, Helen Mooney. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. First frame is in the books, and it's Cooperstown leading Cambridge 14-12. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Morabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Morabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Morabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We come to you from Delaware Academy. It's the first round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. And as we hit the second quarter, it's Cooperstown leading Cambridge from Section 2 by a slight 14-12 margin. Here is Kate Trossett. She gets into the paint, throws up a jumper. It dies on the back rim and falls in. And Kate Trossett now with 4 points for Cooperstown, and they take a 16-12 lead. Cambridge with the ball. Lily Phillips is back in the game. She's playing here with a foul, so she's going to have to be careful. Far side of the floor for sister Sophie Phillips. Left wing side pull-up jumper is good. And Sophie Phillips now with 8 points, and she is looking strong as it is 16-14. Cooperstown on top of Cambridge. Just a freshman. Looks more like she might be a cross-country runner than a basketball player, but she is really doing a nice job here tonight. 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Back the other way. Here's Lauren Vibbard with a jumper for Cooperstown. Off the mark, no good. And Sophie Phillips back the other way here for Cambridge. Phillips stops, passes inside. Good post move down low. Up and good for Helen Mooney, her first bucket of the night. And she just presented herself on that low block and then was able to get the pass and put it home. 16-16 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter between Cooperstown and Cambridge. Back up the floor, we're going to have a carry. That is the call here on Megan Perino as she brought it up the left wing side. And the turnover gives it back here to the Cambridge Lady Indians. The crowd continues to trickle in here as Cooperstown and Cambridge play this first round game. Delhi will take on SS Seward later tonight at 7 o'clock. And the two winners will play tomorrow in the championship game. Cambridge with the ball, left wing side, long three there for Lily Phillips. That's no good. Rebound for Megan Perino. She's got a long outlet pass ahead for Kate Trossett. Off the glass and good. Trossett with 6 points, and Cooperstown regains the lead 18-16 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Cambridge back down the right wing side. They try to go inside again. Stolen by Julie Ford. Fast break opportunity for the Lady Hawkeyes. Here is Trossett in the paint. Can't get this one to go, but swooping in is Julie Ford. Kicks it back out. Perino with another three ball. This one is no good. Off the backside of the rim and a rebound for Cambridge. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Cambridge will pass it down low. Ford is right there to knock it out of the hands of Helen Mooney. And the Zebra Crew says it will stay with the Cambridge Lady Indians. Maggie Sherman's going to check back in. Lauren Vibbard will go to the bench for Cooperstown. With 5:55 to go in the second quarter, it's Cooperstown 18, Cambridge 16. Lady Indians get it in down low, and it's partially blocked there by the Lady Hawkeyes, and they'll look to run in transition. Here's Trossett, lost it out of bounds, and that was because Sophie Phillips was able to get a fingertip on it and poke it away. Cooperstown right now with 6'1" Sam Wayner and 6'2" Julie Ford on the floor, so that is a big size advantage inside for Cooperstown. Here is Julie Ford, thought about a three-pointer on the left side. Now she does, steps back, pops, it's good. Julie Ford from downtown, her first bucket of the evening, gives Cooperstown a 21-16 lead with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Cambridge back the other way. A long three there is off the mark for Mooney and no good. Cambridge scoops up the rebound and they find Victoria Dupuis. She tries another three-pointer. That one's off the mark and no good. Cooperstown looking to run again. They go ahead for Maggie Sherman. Finds Julie Ford. Takes it inside. Up and good. Julie Ford now with 5 straight points. Timeout Cambridge as it's Cooperstown 23, Cambridge 16 with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So out of the timeout, Cambridge will have the ball, and Cambridge finds themselves down 23-16 to Cooperstown here in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament, live from Delaware Academy tonight. I'm Nate Lowell. We're glad to have you along. Here's Cambridge and a traveling violation on Fiona Mooney as she tried to take it down to the right low block and just shuffled her feet. As I said in our pregame show, some different teams here than we usually see in our local area, but I just thought, you know, with Cooperstown and Delhi both here, and they're challenging themselves with some out-of-the-area competition, thought it would be fun for our listeners to join in on a Friday night and check it out. Here is Julie Ford, who just hit a three-pointer and has scored five straight points, passes down low, off the hands of Perino, back the other way for Cambridge, down the right wing side. Spot-up three-pointer in the corner is good for Sophie Phillips, and the freshman has 11 of Cambridge's 19 points. And it's Cooperstown 23, Cambridge 19, with 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And here is Maggie Sherman. Sherman at the top of the key, holding on to it here. Now finds Kate Trossett. Trossett down the left wing side. Bounce pass back up to Julie Ford with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Here is Ford finding Trossett. Now into the corner for Sherman. She tries a three. It's good. Cooperstown shooting very well as Maggie Sherman now with 5 points. And the score is Cooperstown 25 and Cambridge 19. So they're just going to give her a two-pointer on that for Sherman, unless they correct it on the scoreboard. I'll keep an eye on that. With 3:50 to go in the second quarter, and they did. They just put up that extra point, and so that was a three-pointer for Sherman. As Cooperstown brings it back down the floor, now a steal for Cambridge. Back the other way they go. They try a long three-pointer from the left wing side for Nolan. That's off the mark, no good. Cooperstown looking to run again. Here is Kate Trossett on a breakaway layup, and she is fouled. No, they're going to say the ball out of bounds as it went off the rim, hit the top of the backboard, and out of play. Thought maybe Trossett got hit there on the arm as she went in, but the Zebra crew says no. So 3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Cooperstown 26, Cambridge 19, and I love the game plan here by Cooperstown. They get a rebound. They are looking to run, and it has worked for several fast break layups so far here tonight. 3:25 to go in the second quarter. The Lady Indians of Cambridge with the ball. They pass one down low. The layup is no good for Helen Mooney. Rebound here by Fiona Mooney. She puts it up and in. So Fiona Mooney with her first bucket of the night, and it's 26-21 with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor for Cooperstown. Here is Piper Seaman. She tries to take it to the rim, and she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two. Piper Seaman, a sophomore, 5'7", wearing number 20, played varsity last year as a freshman, a player that head coach Mike Niles really high on. And you can see why. She can play inside. She's physical enough to do that, but can also play on the outside for the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes. Seaman to the line. First shot. No good. Hit the right side of the rim and then fell off. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break down this game so far between Cooperstown and Cambridge, and also preview Delhi and SS Seward, the girls' second game here tonight as part of our doubleheader. Seaman's second foul shot is good. Shooter's touch on that one, and she gets it to go. It's 27-21, Cooperstown on top of Cambridge with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And it's been the Phillips sisters' show so far, I would say. Sophie Phillips with 11 points to lead the way for Cambridge. Here she is again, straightaway three-pointer. This one is too hard off the back of the rim, and an easy rebound for Cooperstown and Julie Ford. Back up the floor for Kate Trossett. She walks it over midcourt in the Delhi Bulldogs logo here at DA and looks to set up the offense for Cooperstown. They go to the left side of the floor for Sherman. Into the corner now for Piper Seaman. Back across the top of the zone. Now for Julie Ford. Back across for Sherman. She tries a two-pointer. It's good. Believe they're going to give her a two on that. Yes, they will. So Sherman now with 7 points with 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's Cooperstown 29, Cambridge 21. Here is Sophie Phillips. Dribble drive off the glass. It's good. Count it, and she's fouled. Sophie Phillips with 13. And she is doing a little bit of everything so far here tonight for the Cambridge Lady Indians. 5'9", freshman here. That's scary to think about if you're anybody who has to play Cambridge on a regular basis. Here's the foul shot. Nothing but net. It's good. She has 14 points. And with 2:10 to go in the second quarter, Julie Ford will go to the bench. Coming back in is Sam Wehner, as Mike Niles choosing to rotate those two just a little bit here. So our score is Cooperstown 29 and Cambridge 24. Cooperstown will walk it up the floor here with Kate Trossett. Trossett will get across half court. Will pass for Wehner on the right wing side. Wehner finding Piper Seaman. Seaman tried to pass across for Kate Trossett. It's intercepted by guess who? Sophie Phillips. Phillips down the floor, hands it off for sister Lily Phillips. She puts it up and in. Cooperstown takes a timeout. With 1:50 to go in the second quarter, it's Cooperstown 29, Cambridge 26. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. With 1:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 29-26. Cooperstown on top here of the Cambridge Indians in the first round of the Delhi Tournament. This is a fun one so far, folks, as expected. Here is Kate Trossett, gets to the foul line, now backs it out. Trossett looking for options as we hit a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Down low for Wehner, now finds Piper Seaman, works her way through the defense, can't put it in. It almost got stuck on top of the rim there as the momentum looked like it was just going to settle on the back of the rim before falling off. Cooperstown, though, gets the rebound, and they pull it back out here with Kate Trossett. Trossett finding Sherman as they work it on that right side of this zone. A little 2-3 zone action right now here for Cambridge. Long three for Maya Murdoch from the right wing side. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound for the Lady Indians with a minute to go before halftime in a really close ball game here. Here is Sophie Phillips finding Lily Phillips. They work it around to the right wing side. Three ball is up and good for Bridie Nolan. Her first bucket of the evening, and we are tied at 29 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Up the floor, left side here for Kate Trossett. Glances up at the clock to see what's going on time-wise. Finds Sherman. Now they go down low for Piper Seaman. Gets in the paint, passes out. Long three for Maya Murdoch. This one gets the shooters rolling. It's in. Maya Murdoch, her first bucket of the evening. And Cooperstown leads 32-29 with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left wing side now for Cambridge. Back up top for Sophie Phillips. As Cambridge goes right to left on your radio dial. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. 18 on the shot clock, so that's pretty close. They try a three ball, far side, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Murdoch, and a head down for Kate Trossett. 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown by three. They'll play for the last shot. They get across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. Trossett gets around a screen, and we're going to have, let's see. Is that going to be a moving pick? Yes, it is. So that one is called on Sam Wehner. And Cambridge is going to get the ball back with 4 seconds. They're going to have to go the full length of the court. But with somebody like Sophie Phillips, they might be able to get a good deep three off and have a good look at it. Cooperstown leads 32-29. They get the ball into Phillips. They pass into the corner. They'll try a three at the buzzer. It's good. From the corner, Grace Snyder banks in a three. I don't think she could do that again if she tried. But they all count. And we're tied 32-32 as we head to the break here in the opening round game of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Great game as expected, all knotted up at 32 between Cooperstown and Cambridge of Section 2. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Mirabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. We are live from Delaware Academy tonight. Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Opening round game of the Delhi Girls Tournament featuring Cooperstown and Cambridge from Section 2, a very good Section 2 Class C team. And we are tied 32-32 at the break. Coming up at 7 o'clock, this will be a doubleheader here tonight, folks, in the opening round of the Lady Bulldogs Tournament. We will have the Delhi Bulldogs taking on SS Seward from Section 9, a team that made it to states a year ago and tangled with South Courtright. The Lady Rams were able to knock off SS Seward and move on to the state Final Four a year ago. So, again, kudos to Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce for putting this together. It's always a great tournament. They've had Cooperstown here the last couple of years and Eldred, usually, who's a great Section 9 team. But this year, I feel like they really stepped it up a notch, inviting Cambridge, going out of the area, saying to some teams, hey, come down, spend the night, and, you know, we'll do everything we can. I know the Cambridge team came and went to school here today, had lunch with the Delhi team. So I think it's just a neat experience as a high school student for these girls to get to know one another. And it's got to be really fun for Cambridge to, you know, get away for the weekend, to come to this tournament, see some new teams, and challenge themselves. So I think it's a great way to get away from the traditional tournament vibe of just, you know, inviting your neighbors. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think some of the tournaments that we have that have been around for 50, 60 years that have the same teams every year, it's a tradition, and I love that part of it too. Some of the tournaments I look forward to every single year knowing that the same teams are going to be there because that's just a ton of fun to me. But this is kind of a unique twist on it as well. I think it's just something unique and different. Let's go through our scoring summary for the first half. First for the Cambridge Lady Indians. They are led by ninth grader Sophie Phillips with 14 points, and she was absolutely phenomenal. And then it was Grace Snyder with 5, followed by Lily Phillips, Sophie's sister, with 4. 3 points for Bridie Nolan, who banked in that 3 at the buzzer to give us our tie score. Then 2 points apiece for Fiona Mooney, Victoria Dupuy, and Helen Mooney. On the other side for Cooperstown, team high 7 points for Maggie Sherman, 6 for Kate Trossett, as well as 6 for Megan Perino, 5 for Julie Ford, 3 for Maya Murdoch, and 2 for Lauren Vibbard, and 3 for Piper Seaman. So really balanced scoring. Was impressed with Cooperstown's ability to grab a rebound, outlet it, and go. So they have certainly had their chances in the first half. They've been able to finish, and they had a nice six-point lead, but credit to Cambridge, especially Sophie Phillips, who knocked down some big-time shots to pull even at the halftime break. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Coming to you live tonight from Delaware Academy, the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tip-Off Tournament, featuring Cooperstown and Cambridge here in our first game tonight. Our second game will be SS Seward taking on the host Lady Bulldogs. That game coming up at about 7 o'clock or so. We might be 10 or 15 minutes behind, but stay tuned. We'll keep you updated the whole way. We'll have our post-game show after this. Then we'll take a small break, and we will be having our pre-game show all over again for Delhi and SS Seward as soon as things get wrapped up here between Cambridge from Section 2 and Cooperstown, tied 32-32 at the break. And that's impressive. We've been seeing some final scores, you know, in the early part of the season for girls in the 30s and 40s. And I think tonight we're looking at probably seeing a mid-50 to mid-60s type of game here between these two teams, unless somebody really clamps down on defense. I've been impressed with Cooperstown being able to get out in transition and run and get some fast break layups. And I've been very impressed with Cambridge. They have some good long-range shooters, especially Sophie Phillips, the freshman with 14 points. But they've done a good job on the inside, too. You know, you're going up against Julie Ford, a 6'2" Division I commit to the University of Albany, and they've held their own on the boards, and they've done a pretty good job of just getting some second chance opportunities here and there. So kudos to them. Of course, Julie back in uniform tonight. She missed the first couple of games of the year. She was out with a concussion, and she's a trooper. And she said, "I don't know how I'm going to feel tonight running up and down the floor. My cardio the last couple of weeks here have suffered because I've been out with the concussion, haven't been able to do a whole bunch, but she looked pretty good to me out there in the first half. I'm sure she holds herself to a very high standard. She, I'm sure, will want to work on some things, but she'll have the whole second half to fine-tune her game. She has 5 points, including a big-time three-pointer there about midway through the second quarter where she just stepped back, popped it up, bang, it was in. So we'll take another quick break. When we come back, we'll get the second half underway in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. It's Cooperstown and Cambridge tied 32-32. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between... Call 2828 for Sydney Tire.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo running things back in our CDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. We appreciate Jim taking the time out to do the great job that he does as we'll get back underway. Two teams with the same colors here tonight. So Cooperstown is in the road orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. And Cambridge is in the white home uniforms here tonight with the orange and the black trim. And Cooperstown will be on defense to start the second half. Here is Cambridge with the ball going left to right on your radio dial. Knocked out of bounds. Piper Seaman doing a great job to get a fingertip on that one as they tried to pass it down low into the post. So here is Lily Phillips underneath the basket. We'll pass one in here for Nolan. Nolan wants that three-pointer, tries, and it's too far, tipped away, and back out here for Sophie Phillips, who gets it back. Phillips down low, inside the paint, will pass it back out, looking for Nolan, and it's going to be a three-second violation here on the Cambridge Indians. They'll get Fiona Mooney for 3 seconds in the lane. Set up her tent and was camping out in there a little bit, so they call 3 seconds. Back up the floor here for Cooperstown. With 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, we're tied 32-32 as they go right to left on your radio dial now. Here's Trossett into the corner for Maggie Sherman, who has a team-high 7 points. Entry pass for Piper Seaman, stolen away here by Sophie Phillips, and she'll give it right back with a traveling violation as she was off to the races and shuffled her feet a little bit there. Amazing to see a freshman at any level doing the things that she's doing, so really fun to watch here tonight for Sophie Phillips. 7:15 to go in the third quarter. They'll pass into the corner now for Julie Ford. Her pass is tipped away, though, and off to the races here. Sophie Phillips, a breakaway layup, up and good. Sophie Phillips now with 16 points for the Cambridge Indians. We're a minute into the second half. It's Cambridge 34, Cooperstown 32. Here is Murdoch. Murdoch into the corner now for Julie Ford in the left wing side on the baseline. Ford skips across the top of the zone, finding Sherman. Spot up three, left it short. Rebound is kept in by Ford and off the hands there of Sherman and out of bounds. Great play by Ford to keep it in, and Sherman just couldn't quite hold on to it and bounced off her fingertips and out of bounds. So Cambridge with the ball as they go left to right on your radio dial. With the white uniforms, with the black and the orange trim, they try to go to the high post, stolen away by Kate Trossett. Cooperstown back up the floor. Ahead now for Sherman. Sherman gets down low, lost control, but was fouled as she went up for a right-handed layup. With 6.5 to go in the third quarter, it is Cambridge 34 and Cooperstown 32. And here is the senior, Maggie Sherman, to the line. Already with 7 points here tonight, looking to add to that total. So Sherman steps in. First foul shot is up and good. Nothing but net. Fun fact is that a lot of these Cambridge and Cooperstown and Delhi girls all know each other. And you might think, why? They're all spread out all over the place. They all play in a summer league in Albany together. The Empire State Takeover League, it's called. So a lot of them have played on the same team together. And I think that's a big reason why this tournament might have gotten going and gotten ahead of steam, is because some of these girls enjoy playing with one another, and now here they are with their high schools playing against each other. Second shot is no good for Sherman. Back down the floor for Cambridge, and we're going to have a foul on Julie Ford in transition. And let's see, are they going to call this one on Ford, or are they going to call it on somebody else? Mike Niles is trying to argue here that it's not on Ford. There was quite a cluster around the ball as they brought it into the offensive end of the floor. I mean, Ford was in the vicinity, but I don't know if she if she was the one who got the foul call or not, if she actually made the foul call. They're actually joking here. There's a young guy with a camera down here on the baseline. They're saying, hey, can we look at your picture? The officials aren't actually going to go over and look at it, but it would have been great if they did. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. And so who are they going to give this foul to? They will give it to Julie Ford. And so Mike Niles not pleased with that, head coach here for Cooperstown, but not much they can do. Cambridge not pleased about something over on the far side. Either way, we'll get back underway. Ball is passed to the interior, and out of bounds it goes. And it will stay with Cambridge once again. I think Cambridge was saying that they thought their player was in the act of shooting, so they wanted it to be a shooting violation. They didn't get that call. Cambridge passes down low. They'll get the 2 points anyways as they work it into Helen Mooney. She puts it up and in. She now has 4 points. It's a three-point lead here for Cambridge, 36-33. Boy, that was a hectic possession there for Cambridge, but they come away with 2 points. Here is Maya Murdoch. Deep three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for the Indians. And up the floor here with freshman Sophie Phillips, who has 16 points midway through the third quarter here. Here is Phillips passing one off for Nolan. Nolan works one down low for Dupuy. Her jumper is good. Dupuy puts it up and in. She now has 4 points. And Cambridge with their biggest lead of the game, 38-33, with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown works it down low for Piper Seaman at the left low block. She puts it up, won't go. Rebound for Seaman once again. Lost control of it, though. Picked back up here by Cambridge, and Sophie Phillips will dribble out of trouble. Long pass ahead here for Nolan. Cambridge with the lead and the ball. Long shot there is off the mark. No good. Rebound for Kate Trossett. And Trossett will look to work it up the floor. Cooperstown not hitting the brakes here. They want to be fast in transition. Into the corner now for Ford. Finding Piper Seaman. Spot up jumper. That won't go. Rattled out. And a rebound for Cambridge. We hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is 38-33. Cambridge on top of Cooperstown. Here is Phillips. Sophie finding her sister Lily. Now they skip it across the top of the zone for Nolan. Now for Helen Mooney. Mooney on the right wing baseline skips across the top of the zone again. Now to the high post. They try to give and go back to Mooney. It's intercepted by Piper Seaman, and she wants to run. Ahead now for Kate Trossett. Trossett off the glass. It's up and good. Trossett now with 8 points. And Cooperstown hanging in this ballgame. They trail 38-35 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Cambridge back the other way for Dupuy. She tries a three-pointer. No good. And Seaman with another rebound here for the Lady Hawkeyes. Here is CCS back up the floor for Kate Trossett. Steps in for three. She wants it. Got it. Kate Trossett from downtown. She's got 11 points. And just like that, Cooperstown is back in this ballgame with 4:10 to go in this third quarter. It's tied up 38-38. Cambridge passing one down low. Now they skip it back out to the left wing corner. They reverse it to the right wing side. Here is Lily Phillips. Dribble drive into the corner for Helen Mooney. Mooney on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back here to the Lady Hawkeyes. So Trossett with 5 straight points has pulled Cooperstown back to even. We were tied at the half 32-32. And we're currently knotted up at 38 apiece with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown goes to the bench. They'll bring in Wayner as well as Megan Perino. Ford will go to the bench as well as Maya Murdoch. So here is Kate Trossett at the top of the key. She's got 11 points. Passes for Sherman on the far side. Into the corner for Perino. Long two on the baseline is good for Megan Perino. And she has 8 points off the bench tonight. Doing a great job. And Cooperstown takes the lead 40-38 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Entry pass is stolen away by Piper Seaman. Ahead now for Kate Trossett. She puts one up off the glass and good. Kate Trossett with 13 points. Nice little run here for Cooperstown as they now lead 42-38 with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Here are the Lady Indians trying to stop the bleeding at the moment. Another steal by Cooperstown. Great hands there by Sam Wayner. And she gets the ball to Trossett, who's red hot at the moment. But a steal right back here by Cambridge at midcourt. Nice job. And guess who it was? Sophie Phillips, the ninth grader who has 16 points. Down to the foul line for Helen Mooney. She spots up. The jumper is no good. Too strong on that one. A little too much spice. Back up the floor for Cooperstown as they cross the Delhi Bulldogs logo at midcourt. Here's Piper Seaman. Left wing side. Kicks it across to the right wing side for Perino. Now into the corner for Sherman. Her jumper is too short. Wayner with a rebound. Puts it up. Count the bucket. And she'll go to the line. Sam Wayner, her first basket of the evening, gives Cooperstown a 44-38 edge over Cambridge with 2:40 to go in the third quarter, and she'll go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. So Wayner, 6'1", just had a great box out there and did everything she should. Got the ball, put it back up, got fouled, and finished. So Wayner to the line, the shot off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for Cambridge, ripped down here by Haley Harrington, who's into the game for the first time tonight. Now for Lily Phillips, back up the floor for Sophie Phillips. Kate Trossett is draped all over Sophie Phillips as Cooperstown tries to shut her down. She's got 16 points. Here is Phillips, the freshman, finds her sister Lily in the corner, got it. And that's going to be a three-pointer for Lily Phillips, the younger, well, I shouldn't say, the same-age sister, Lily Phillips with 7 points. 16 for Sophie and now 7 for Lily. Back the other way for Kate Trossett, but she will travel as she tried to get in to the paint. And we'll have a whistle. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament featuring Cooperstown and Cambridge from Section 2. Cooperstown from Section 3. And Cooperstown leads 44-41. So we have four different sections represented here tonight. Cambridge from 2, Cooperstown from 3, Delhi from 4, and SS Seward from 9. Long shot here again from Lily Phillips. Left side, no good. Gets her own rebound, steps back out, tries a 3. This one's no good. Board is up for grabs here. Ripped down again by Cambridge. They pass this one back out for guess who? Sophie Phillips. She goes from downtown, and it's a 19-point evening for Sophie Phillips, and we're tied again 44-44. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Cambridge. Last touched by Lauren Vibbert of Cooperstown as the Hawkeyes tried to set up the offense. Some great high school Class C girls basketball here tonight. Live on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here is Sophie Phillips. Phillips back across into the corner now. Finds Lily Phillips, goes up and is fouled down low. We'll see who it's on, but I believe on Sam Wayner. Here's our team foul situation. 2 for Cambridge, and this will be the 3rd for Cooperstown if you're keeping track at home. Of course, the girls' rules now, they do reset every quarter. If you get to 5, you're automatically shooting, and then they reset. So something to keep an eye on, especially in a close game. To the line is Lily Phillips, leaves this one short. Second one coming. Julie Ford's going to check back in. And checking out of the game will be Emily Perez for Cooperstown, who was just in for a short minute. 1:25 to go, third quarter. It's 44-44. And to the line for her second shot is Phillips. Left this one on the table. It's no good, so she goes 0 for 2. You don't see that every day. Ball out of bounds on the rebound, and it's going to go back to Cooperstown. So 1:20 to go in this third quarter. We're tied 44-44. It's been quite the game of ebbs and flows. Cambridge will get a lead, you know, 5 or 6 points, and then Cooperstown will come back and vice versa. Cage Trossett with the ball, top of the key. Now into the corner for Vibbert. Back for Trossett. They go to Julie Ford. Back for Trossett on the right wing side. Almost had her pocket picked, but then recovered. 10 on the shot clock as they go to Vibbert on the left wing side. Now they go high post for Julie Ford. Ford back for Trossett. Gets into the paint, tosses one up, and is fouled with exactly a minute to go in the third quarter. We are tied 44-44 between Cooperstown and Cambridge here in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Basketball Tournament. And here's Kate Trossett to the line. She's got 13 points. That's a team high so far tonight for the Lady Hawkeyes. First shot coming here for Trossett. And this one off the back of the rim and no good. Our second game of tonight's doubleheader will feature the host school, Delhi, taking on SS Seward from Section 9. That game will immediately follow this one. We might have a little break in between where we play some music, but we should be right back into our pregame show pretty quick for the second game. Trossett goes 1 out of 2. She now has 14 points. And with a minute to go in the third quarter, it's 45-44. Cooperstown on top of Cambridge. Great high school basketball game here tonight. I knew this was going to be a fun tournament, and it's living up to the expectations. Cambridge with the ball. Here's ninth grader Sophie Phillips with 19 points. Now passing into the corner. Long three ball here is up and good for Victoria Dupuis. So Dupuis, oh, they're going to say foot on the line, so she has 6 points. And Cambridge leads 46-45, but they get a steal. Here's Lily Phillips up off the glass and good. Sophie Phillips finds her sister Lily, puts it in for the layup, and Cambridge with a little run of their own. It's 48-45 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Left wing side of the floor. Now they reverse to the right. Here's Cooperstown on their own offensive end of the floor. We'll have a kick on Lily Phillips as Perino tried to pass one back to Maggie Sherman. 20 seconds to go in this third quarter. Three-point ball game, but as I said earlier, it's been back and forth the whole way. Crowd continues to trickle in here for the home game tonight, the Delhi Bulldogs taking on SS Seward. I would imagine the bleachers will be packed for that one later on tonight. Cooperstown finding a shot in the left-wing corner there for Megan Perino. She left it short. It's no good. Cambridge back the other way. A traveling violation, though, on Lily Phillips with 10 seconds left is going to give it back to Cooperstown. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter with the score Cambridge 48 and Cooperstown 45. So we'll see what Cooperstown can get off here for a final shot of the quarter. Mike Niles saying, yes, let's play for one. Don't be in a hurry. Here is Maggie Sherman. 2 seconds left. I don't know if she's got clock awareness. Can't get it off in time. I think she thought she had a little bit more time than she actually did. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Cambridge 48, Cooperstown 45. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We start the fourth quarter here on CDO with Cambridge leading Cooperstown 48-45. Cambridge with the ball as the winner will advance to tomorrow's championship contest. And there is Sophie Phillips with another long-range bomb. She's got 22, and Cambridge takes a six-point lead, 51-45, with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown's going to have to find an answer. Here is Maggie Sherman. At the top of the key is Cooperstown in the orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. They go right to left. Here is Piper Seaman. They find Julie Ford in the high post. Back out for Perino. Perino gets in the paint, tosses up a jumper. It's no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and the Lady Indians of Cambridge come away with it. Back up the floor here for Grace Snyder. Snyder with a bounce pass through the wickets of Lily Phillips out of bounds. It's going to go back to Cooperstown. Cooperstown was down 6 in the third quarter and was able to come back to tie it up. They find themselves down 6 points once again here with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. It's 51-45, Cambridge on top of Cooperstown. Sophie Phillips, the ninth grader, with 22 points to lead Cambridge. Kate Trossett, the junior for Cooperstown, with 14 to lead the Lady Hawkeyes so far. Here is Julie Ford at the high post. 10 on the shot clock. Takes it herself. Lays it up and in. Julie Ford now with 7 points. The Division I commit to Albany. Trying to carry Cooperstown. Get him back in this game. It's 51-47. To the left wing side for Cambridge. A long three-pointer is up and good for Grace Snyder. And she has 8 points. Timeout taken by Cooperstown with 6.5 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Cambridge 54. Cooperstown 47. We'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 54-47. Cambridge on top of Cooperstown. A girls matchup here in the first round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Second game coming up tonight will be Delhi taking on SS Seward. We'll take you the rest of the way here tonight. Great night to stay in, listen to some high school hoops on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. Cambridge is going to get a steal here out of the timeout as Cooperstown tried to set up shop on offense. Cambridge comes back the other way. They go left to right on your radio dial. And here is Sophie Phillips. Phillips passes one into the high post here. Ball is loose. Now both teams scrambling for it. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Cambridge. Now out of that timeout, Megan Perino was really in the face of Sophie Phillips on defense. And I'm trying to see if they are going to just go man here or if it's going to be a box and one. Let's see. Nope. Cooperstown's going to switch back to man-to-man defense. So Perino is going to have the job of guarding Sophie Phillips, who has 22 points here tonight. Phillips with the ball and hands one off to Grace Snyder. Snyder in the paint with the floating jumper, left it short, rebound loose. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Ball out of bounds, and the officials say it's going to go to Cooperstown. So Cooperstown finds themselves down 54-47 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. I think they need a bucket here to try to get a spark going for the Lady Hawkeyes. Here is Maggie Sherman at the top of the key. Sherman finds Maya Murdoch. Murdoch, who has been quiet here tonight, is usually a good scorer for Cooperstown. She's been in double digits during their first couple of games of the season. And tonight, Murdoch just with 3 points. Maybe she can get sparked. Here is Piper Seaman finding Julie Ford with 5 on the shot clock. Ford's going to have to make a move. 3 on the shot clock. Here's Piper Seaman at the buzzer. It's off the mark and no good. Shot clock violation as it didn't hit the rim. And Cambridge will get it back. So Cooperstown works the ball around on that whole possession and unable to get a good quality shot. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's 54-47. Cambridge with the ball and the lead. Here is Sophie Phillips. Nice crossover, dribble drive, dumps one off, and the shot is up and good for Haley Harrington. Her first basket of the contest. Cambridge is just kind of wearing down Cooperstown late in this fourth quarter, I would say. 4:55 to go in this fourth frame, and Cambridge leads 56-47. Here is Sherman into the corner now, finding Maya Murdoch, back for Sherman. Julie Ford, top of the key. Ford wants a three-pointer, left it short and to the right side. Ball bounces out of bounds. Perino can't save it, and the ball goes back to the Cambridge Lady Indians. 4:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Winner of this will advance to tomorrow night's championship contest, and they will play the winner of Delhi and SS Seward, which is coming up here next on WCDO, live tonight from Delaware Academy. Opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Here is Sophie Phillips. Passes one off for Lily Phillips. Her shot is blocked back the other way for Cooperstown in transition. Here is Maggie Sherman. Sherman with the ball on the right side. Tries a crossover move. Has her pocket picked. Lost it. Gets it back and finds Megan Perino. Perino kicks one back out. Cooperstown will reset the offense at midcourt. With 4:10 to go in this fourth quarter, it is Cambridge 56, Cooperstown 47. 10 on the shot clock. They find Julie Ford. Ford into the corner now for Piper Seaman. Seaman with a long three-pointer. Can't get it to go. Rebound for the Lady Indians. And a trap here by Cooperstown will bring up a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Lady Hawkeyes. Great job there by Grace Schneider to track that ball down for Cambridge and get the rebound, but she unfortunately had to chase it into the corner. Cooperstown trapped her there, and then they were able to get their hands on the ball. And that brought up a jump ball situation, and the arrow favors Cooperstown. So I think the Lady Hawkeyes need a bucket here as they trail by 9 with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Julie Ford passes one back out for Kate Trossett. Now into the corner here for Ford. Baseline move for Ford, little up and under. It's good. Julie Ford with 9 points, and you don't see that play every day. Super athletic move, and it's 56-49 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Cambridge with the ball. They have it on the right wing side. They're in the home white uniforms with the black and the orange trim. A straightaway three won't go down there for Snyder. And a chance here for Cooperstown. They have life with 3.5 left, trailing by 7, 56-49. Here's Perino. Back to the top of the key for Kate Trossett. She gets to the elbow. The jumper won't go. Rattled in and out. Rebound for Cambridge. And they are doing a great job windexing the glass here tonight. Back up the floor for the ninth grader. Sophie Phillips finds her sister Lily Phillips in the corner. That one's off the mark. No good. A rebound here for Cooperstown. Julie Ford will dribble it out of trouble and a pass ahead for Kate Trossett as we hit 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Cooperstown with the ball. They pass it into the low post on the right low block, and it's stolen away by guess who? Lily Phillips. Phillips down the floor, finds Sophie off the glass, no good, but she's fouled with 2:50 to go in this third quarter. What a combination of Sophie and Lily Phillips, the two freshmen. You add Fiona Mooney in there. Cambridge is going to be rich in girls basketball for a long time to come with these girls coming up. So here is Sophie Phillips at the line. First foul shot is up and good. She has 23 points. And Cambridge has a 57-49 lead with 2:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for Sophie Phillips. Just plays so cool, calm, and collected. And this one is off the back of the rim. No good. So she goes one out of two. Cooperstown with a rebound. Here's Megan Perino. Perino up the floor. Stops. Puts on the brakes. Sets up the offense. Finds Kate Trossett into the corner now for Maya Murdoch, who checks back in. Now finding Trossett. They go to the high post for Julie Ford. Back out for Perino. Perino wanted a three, but the defense closed out. Goes back inside for Ford. Up and good. Julie Ford now with 11 points. It's 57-51. This one is far from over with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, but the Hawkeyes need a stop. Here is Phillips to the high post as Cambridge goes left to right. Snyder with a drive, puts it up, gets it to go, count it, and she'll go to the line. Grace Snyder has been phenomenal here in this fourth quarter. The senior now has 10 points, and she'll be looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Snyder will go to the line as Cambridge leads Cooperstown 59-51 with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Snyder takes a deep breath and takes her time here at the line. Her only shot is no good after she made the bucket and couldn't complete the three-point play. And now Snyder, no, I thought they were going to get Snyder for a reach-in foul, but instead they get Perino for a carry. Head coach Mike Niles beside himself on that call. So Cambridge will get the ball back with a 59-51 lead with 2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Lily Phillips, left side of the floor, passing one off for Grace Snyder. Snyder at the top of the key. Now for Victoria Dupuy. Back for Snyder. Backdoor cut for Phillips. Up and good. 25 here tonight for Sophie Phillips. She's making it look easy. It's 61-51 with a minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown trying to claw back into it. Here's Julie Ford at the right low block, and she's fouled and will go to the line. Make sure to stay tuned for our postgame show here tonight. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players brought to you by NBT Bank, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Lots of candidates here tonight on both sides. Ford to the line. Her first shot is off the mark and no good. Second shot coming here for Julie Ford. With a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter, Cambridge, their biggest lead of the game, 61-51, hoping to punch their tickets to tomorrow night's championship game. Ford goes 0 for 2. Piper Seaman with a rebound, gets it back out, and Cooperstown still has life here if they could maybe get a three ball on this possession. Here is Kate Trossett, right side. They try to go inside for Ford. Little give and go right back to Trossett. Finds Perino in the corner. She goes for three. That one is too strong. Ford with a rebound. Ford trying to put one back up here, left-handed. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Piper Seaman, and she's fouled. Piper Seaman, the 5'7" sophomore, grabbing that rebound, tried to put it back up, and is fouled. She'll go to the line. 1:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's Cambridge on top of Cooperstown, 61-51. It was a tie game, 32-all at the half, and a three-point lead for Cambridge starting the third quarter, and they've pulled away here so far in the fourth. Foul shooting has not been kind to Cooperstown, as Seaman missing the first shot. So we'll see what she can get here on the second shot opportunity for the Lady Hawkeyes. We'll have our postgame show followed by our pregame show. You don't get to say that every day, as Delhi and SS Seward will be our second game of the doubleheader here tonight. Seaman goes one out of two. She now has 4 points. It's 61-52 with a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Cambridge from Section 2 in the Albany area on top of Cooperstown from Section 3. And here is Phillips. Sophie finding Lily. She steps in for the jumper. Can't get it to go. Julie Ford with another rebound. Outlet pass to Kate Trossett. Trossett down the floor as Cooperstown trails 61-52 with a minute to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Trossett inside for Julie Ford at the foul line. Ford trying to make a move. Lost control of the ball. Cambridge gets it back. And here is Sophie Phillips down the right side of the floor. Wisely puts on the brakes. Wants to choose some clock here as they get it back to Lily Phillips. Into the corner for Victoria Dupuy on the right wing side as Cambridge goes left to right. They reverse it to the left side. Little give and go here for Cambridge. They're willing to work down this shot clock and try to take off as much time as they can. Here is Sophie Phillips. Looks up. She's got five on the shot clock. Passes to the interior. Now a kick out. Lily Phillips. Bounce pass to the far side. Sophie's going to have to put up a three. Missed it. No good, but a good job to just chew up that clock. 20 seconds left, and Cambridge is going to advance to the championship game. Cooperstown with their final possession of the night as they go inside for Julie Ford. Back out, Maya Murdoch with a long three. Can't get it to go. Another rebound for Piper Seaman. She goes back to Ford once again. Ford takes it down low, and we'll have a foul on Cambridge with 5 seconds left, and Ford will go back to the line. So 11 points here for Julie Ford. That's the second highest scoring total on the team. 14 for Kate Trossett is the high scorer tonight for Cooperstown. Ford to the line, shooting two. First shot for Ford rattles in. She has 12. One more coming as it's Cambridge 61, Cooperstown 53. One for one so far. Second shot for Ford is off the mark and no good. Rebound again. Piper Seaman puts it up. Can't get the shot to go. Time is going to expire, and our final score is 61-53. Cambridge defeats Cooperstown and will advance to tomorrow night's championship game here at the Delhi Girls Tournament. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the postgame show. Don't forget, doubleheader tonight, the Delhi Girls taking on SS Seward in our nightcap. But we'll have our postgame show first on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpthall is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umpthall hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Our final score, Cambridge defeats Cooperstown 61-53 in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Let's go through our scoring summary first here tonight for Cambridge, the winning team on the scoreboard. Ninth grader Sophie Phillips with 25 points. She was phenomenal. And again, just a ninth grader, folks. If you're in the area and you want to watch a great set of ninth graders in Lily and Sophie Phillips, get over here to Delhi tomorrow. Sophie puts up 25. Grace Snyder with 10 points. Sister Lily Phillips with 9 points. 6 points for Victoria Dupuy. 3 points for Bridie Nolan. And then 2 apiece for Fiona Mooney, Haley Harrington, as well as Breck Gifford. So a great effort here tonight for Cambridge. On the other side for Cooperstown, 14 points for Kate Trossett, 12 for Julie Ford, 8 apiece for Megan Perino and Maggie Sherman, 4 for Piper Seaman, 3 for Maya Murdoch, 2 for Lauren Vibbard, and 2 for Sam Wehner. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our postgame show and our postgame awards on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham
work for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major Tri-County area, ACCO Brand supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time as we wrap up Cooperstown and Cambridge in the first round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. The second game here tonight will feature Delhi and SS Seward, both those teams out on the floor warming up. So let's quickly run through our post-game awards here as Cambridge tops Cooperstown 61-53. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice here tonight, Sophie Phillips, the ninth grader from Cambridge, with 25 points. She will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next is our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that to Julie Ford tonight from Cooperstown. 12 points for the Hawkeyes, but just made her presence felt with that 6'2" frame down low for Cooperstown. Altered a lot of shots, and I thought did a very nice job. Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give that to Kate Trossett from Cooperstown tonight. 14 points, that's a team high. I just thought she was outstanding. And when Cooperstown got behind 4 or 6 points, she always seemed to be the one that was able to come back, make a couple of shots, get them back in the game. It was finally just that last run by Cambridge that really put them over the top for the 61-53 lead. But it was Kate Trossett who kept Cooperstown in it for a majority of the game. So again, our final score in the opening round game of the Delhi Girls Tournament, it's a 61-53 victory for Cambridge. They await the winner of our next game, which is Delhi and SS Seward. So we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we'll have the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show to get you set for this battle between SS Seward and Delhi. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening. We'll have more action coming up in just a few minutes here from Delaware Academy on WCDO.